Welcome to Soundcheck, the GCSE Music podcast that gets you exam ready, one topic at a time. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most exciting and commercially relevant areas of the entire specification, the conventions of pop. Whether you're studying for AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or EDUCUS, pop music features heavily, and understanding its conventions is absolutely essential for your listening exam, your analysis questions, and your composition work. So let's get into it. First, let me set the scene. Pop music, short for popular music, has dominated the charts since the 1950s. But what makes it pop? It's not just about being popular. Pop is a genre with very specific musical conventions, predictable structures, recognizable sounds, and techniques that are deliberately designed to be accessible, catchy, and commercially successful. As a GCSE music student, your job is to identify, describe, and analyze those conventions with precision. And that's exactly what we're going to practice today. Let's start with the big one, song structure. The most important structural convention in pop music is verse-chorus form. Almost every pop song you've ever heard follows some version of this template. You've got your intro, which sets the mood and establishes the key and tempo. Then comes verse one, which tells the story or sets up the lyrical content. After that, many songs include a pre-chorus, a short section that builds tension and leads you into the main event, the chorus. The chorus is the hook. It's the most memorable part of the song, it contains the title lyric, and it's repeated multiple times throughout. After the second chorus, you'll often find a bridge, sometimes called the middle eight, which provides contrast before the final chorus. And then the outro brings everything to a close, often with a fade-out or a final repetition of the hook. Examiners love it when candidates can name these sections accurately and explain their function. Don't just say, the song repeats. Say, the verse-chorus structure creates familiarity through repetition of the hook, while the bridge provides contrast and maintains listener interest. That kind of analytical language is what earns you the higher marks. Now let's talk about melody. Pop melodies are designed to be singable. They tend to move by step, that means conjunct motion, with occasional leaps for emotional emphasis. The range is usually limited to about an octave to an octave and a half so that the average person can sing along. Melodies are often built around a short, repeated motif called a hook. The hook is what gets stuck in your head. It's usually heard in the chorus, and it's the defining feature of the song. When you're analyzing a pop song in your listening exam, always comment on the melodic contour. Is it rising, falling, or static? And whether it uses stepwise movement or leaps. Harmony in pop is deliberately simple. The most common chord progressions use just four chords: the tonic, the subdominant, the dominant, and the submediant. That's chords 1, 4, 5, and 6 in Roman numerals. You'll recognize these as the IVVI progression, which underpins thousands of pop songs. Harmony is almost always diatonic, meaning it stays within the key, and modulations are rare. When a key change does occur, it's usually at the final chorus to add excitement and energy. Examiners will credit candidates who can identify chord progressions by ear and explain their effect. Let's move on to rhythm. Pop music is almost always in 4-4 time. That's a steady 4 beats per bar. The backbeat, beats 2 and 4, is emphasized by the snare drum, giving pop its characteristic driving feel. Syncopation is used frequently to add groove and interest, particularly in the vocal melody and bass line. You might also hear offbeat rhythms in the guitar or keyboard parts. Tempo in pop typically sits between 100 and 130 beats per minute, though this varies enormously. When describing rhythm in your exam, use terms like syncopation, backbeat, offbeat, and ostinato, a repeated rhythmic pattern. Now, texture. Pop music is predominantly homophonic. That means there's a melody on top with chordal accompaniment underneath. However, the texture is layered and built up over the course of a song. A typical pop production might start with just drums and bass in the verse, then add guitar and keyboards in the pre-chorus, and finally bring in the full band, including backing vocals and additional percussion for the chorus. This technique of building texture is called a drop or a build-up, and it's one of the most effective tools in pop production. Examiners want you to describe how texture changes throughout a piece, not just what it is at one moment. Timbre, that's the tone color or quality of the sound, is another key convention. Pop music has a very distinctive sound palette. You'll typically hear electric guitars, bass guitar, drum kit, synthesizers, and lead vocals. Backing vocals are common, often in close harmony. In modern pop, electronic production elements are central. Synthesized bass lines, programmed drum beats, and digital effects like reverb, delay, and compression all contribute to the polished, radio-ready sound. Auto-tune, pitch correction software, is widely used, sometimes subtly and sometimes as a deliberate stylistic effect. When you hear a song in your listening exam, think about what instruments and sounds you can identify and what effect they create. Technology is absolutely central to pop music, and this is an area where many candidates miss marks. Pop music is produced in recording studios using digital audio workstations, DAWs such as Pro Tools, Logic Pro, or Ableton Live. Key production techniques include multi-track recording, where each instrument is recorded separately and then mixed together, overdubbing, where additional parts are layered on top of an existing recording, sampling, where a short section of an existing recording is used in a new track, and looping, where a short musical phrase is repeated continuously. Effects processing, reverb, delay, distortion, compression, shapes the final sound. Examiners will credit candidates who can name specific technologies and explain their effect on the music.
Right, let's shift gear and talk about exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost.
The most common mistake candidates make is describing without analyzing. If a question asks you to explain how the composer creates tension, don't just say, "The music gets louder." Say, "The composer creates tension through a gradual crescendo, a rising melodic line, and the addition of layered textures, all of which build anticipation before the chorus." See the difference? You're explaining the how and the why, not just the what. Pay close attention to command words. Identify means name it. One or two words is fine. Describe means say what you hear using musical vocabulary. Explain means give reasons. Use the word because or this creates. Analyze means break it down, discuss individual musical elements and their effects. Evaluate means make a judgment. Was it effective? Why? For longer questions worth 6 marks or more, structure your answer using the musical elements as a framework: melody, harmony, rhythm, texture, timbre, dynamics, structure, and technology. You don't need to cover all of them, but picking 3 or 4 and discussing them in depth will score much higher than mentioning 8 things superficially. Use specific musical vocabulary in every answer. Words like syncopation, homophonic, diatonic, hook, ostinato, backbeat, and modulation will earn you credit. Vague language like, "The music sounds nice," or "It has a good beat," will not. When listening to an unfamiliar piece in the exam, listen through once to get a feel for the overall style and structure. On the second listen, focus on the specific elements the question is asking about. Jot down key observations, tempo, time signature, instrumentation, any notable features. Then write your answer using those observations as evidence. Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear the response. Question 1. What is the most common time signature in pop music? The answer is 4/4 time. Question 2. Name the 4 chords most commonly used in pop harmony. The answer is chords 1, 4, 5, and 6, the tonic, subdominant, dominant, and submediant. Question 3. What is a hook in pop music? A hook is a short, memorable melodic or rhythmic phrase, usually heard in the chorus, that is designed to be catchy and stick in the listener's mind. Question 4. What does homophonic texture mean? Homophonic texture means there is a single melody supported by chordal accompaniment, as opposed to polyphonic, where multiple independent melodic lines are heard simultaneously. Question 5. Name 2 music technology techniques used in pop production. Good answers include multi-track recording, overdubbing, sampling, looping, autotune, reverb, delay, compression, or use of a DUA. Question 6. What is the function of a bridge in a pop song? The bridge provides contrast. It differs from the verse and chorus in melody, harmony, or lyrics, and creates variety before the final chorus. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review the relevant section of your notes. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Pop music conventions include verse-chorus song structure with intro, verse, pre-chorus, chorus, bridge, and outro, singable stepwise melodies built around a memorable hook, simple diatonic harmony using chords 1, 4, 5, and 6, a steady 4/4 rhythmic feel with backbeat and syncopation, homophonic layered texture that builds towards the chorus, a distinctive timbre featuring electric instruments, synthesizers, and vocals, and the use of music technology including DOS, multi-track recording, sampling, and effects processing. In the exam, always analyze rather than just describe. Use specific musical vocabulary. Reference the musical elements systematically. And remember,
Examiners are looking for evidence that you understand how musical choices create specific effects on the listener. That's it for today's episode of Soundcheck. Keep listening actively to the music around you. Every song you hear is a chance to practice your analytical skills. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.